Children, we of the land and sea that is close to the polar star, we're native born, we do not scorn to be just what we are. Alaska sons and daughters, we good citizens we wish to be. That's why we're here, you see. Hail to old SJS.
Nancy Awe Davis, on an average day, is energetic, enterprising, even joyful. But today, she is downright ebullient. When she learned that Sheldon Jackson was being handed over to the Sitka Fine Arts Camp, she says she marched down the street singing the Sheldon Jackson fight song to visit 95-year-old alum Florence Donnelly.
Rah, 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 hail to old SJS.
Who wrote that song?
I haven't a clue. It was just something we were raised with. And I would go to different parts of Alaska when I had my career up north. And if there was anybody in town that had gone to SJ, we would reminisce about some key teachers and the Sitka fight song. So good memories, and a lot of good memories with throughout the state.
Yaw Davis didn't attend Sheldon Jackson, but she grew up there and witnessed the early stages of the school's transition to a college. She left Sitka in 1952 for her own career in academic anthropology and consulting. Her return to Sitka in retirement more or less coincided with the closure of the college. Since then, she's been a relentless agitator, not for a return to the past, but for an energetic push to the future.
It's been a torturous time for a lot of us. And now, with this new decade and with this new announcement, we have the opportunity to rally creatively around a gifted leader, a seasoned leader, and around the ideas of arts and science, the humanities, the richness of our cultural diversity right here in town and throughout this state. Well, I was touched to tears when I read it in the paper yesterday.
Although the new Sheldon Jackson will physically resemble the historic institution, the school's roots in Alaska Native education will be severed. Yaw Davis says that transition has long been underway, and she's excited by the chance to redefine the campus for all students.
No, I think that was changed in the early 50s, and I think that it's a shared humanity that we have now, a shared intelligence, shared future. We can relish those differences, appreciate them, validate them, celebrate them. But it is a shared humanity, ultimately, and a shared responsibility that we have here in Sitka.
Sheldon Jackson himself was a missionary, the first superintendent of education in the territory. Yaw Davis says she's personally felt alienated from the Presbyterian Church for some time. The college has been out of formal Presbyterian control since the mid-70s. Yaw Davis believes now is the time to move on spiritually as well.
I've felt quite strongly for some time, and I'm so excited about something happening out there now, positive and creative. I felt that Sheldon Jackson was 20th century person, late 19th century, 20th century person, and that the name Sheldon Jackson had a missionary context that was no longer appropriate in the 21st century, acknowledging that there was a quality of passion, of compassion, and a belief. This is what I saw in the old Sheldon Jackson and that I see in their descendants, is that there was respect for the rigor of an education.
Nancy Yaw Davis is the daughter of former Sheldon Jackson College president Les Yaw. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.